Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Not much to be patriotic about these days. No one wants to work on 4th of July, Laura.
No one
said.
Wants to fucking work on
no
the
one wants
of
to
July.
Get off their asses and fucking work.
No, I was like, we were talking about 4th of July being on a Monday and like long weekends. And then I was like, good that it's a long weekend. Then I realized.
And then we were both like, why are we.
I actually don't give a shit about long weekends. And I find them to be deeply annoying because I don't operate on like a typical 9-to-5 schedule. So I want to fucking work.
Well,
and
also,
no one wants to fucking do that.
Yeah. What do we. I'm not to be like one of those like annoying people, but like maybe we could cancel 4th of July this year. Who cares?
Or just like, I instead of canceling it, I think we should get like a bonus from the government.
Like a relief.
Now would be a great time for a stimulus check.
We should all get a Patriots check where it's just everyone gets $2,000.
For just staying here.
For
putting up with this
for
shit.
For remaining in this fucking shithole country.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think it is too. For the emotional trauma and physical pain of living in America right now.
For just the mostly for me, it's like the annoyance factor of like when they fuck up, I'm annoyed at their actions, and then the like ripple effect of people just being crucially the worst on social media. And so I need a stimulus check for that.
This is the Laura check.
That's my check. I mean, you don't have to specify what the check's for, just as long as the check comes or
do it
a direct deposit.
DD would be great. Like if we all woke up Monday morning and had like the Patriots deposit.
The Patriot Act. The new new Patriot Act is the $2,000 check.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? Make it 3,000 because inflation.
Yeah.
Times are tough. And
we're about to go
into
recession.
Yeah.
We should.
Can I be honest? I don't really know what that means. I know that it's bad and I know I should prepare for it.
I don't really know either. But I know it's coming.
I'm hearing this term thrown around a lot.
I think it's just the housing market is peaking right now and there's no way it can go up from here and it's about to crash.
Okay, good. Sorry to homeowners, but.
And then.
Love that for me.
The
hater in
me. The inflation is just out of. These are things I know. The inflation is out of control right now. There's a shortage on everything. And our economy is like simply buckling from the weight of the last 2 years. Plus now, plus shit's going crazy in politics. And it all affects the stock market. I think it's about to crash. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure someone out there is like, actually, Carrie, you're wrong. So tell me.
The thing is, I don't know.
Here she goes.
I'm just like, I don't know.
The queen of coins.
I don't know. I feel like
You were like Britney Spears. Does anyone else think recession is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist.
Like, I get inflation. Like, I get why it's happening. But I also am like, I don't get it.
I mean, me fucking too.
I'm like, can't you just...
I'm not an economics person.
Like, can't you just forgive debt and put like a zero on the balance sheet of everyone and like hit the reset button? Print more fucking coins?
I don't know. Yeah,
why does the Fed get to be the one that says whatever? I'm like, who even are you?
Who is
you
the
are
Fed?
Just you get to like tell the banks things. You're not even the government, are they?
I don't know.
They're just like rando. They're like rich randos that control everything.
Yeah.
I'm getting pushed further and further to tinfoil hat. I'm about to go.
You're going?
I'm going. The recession is pushing me into like Illuminati territory.
I think I'm more just like no one knows what they're doing. Truly no one, like on either.
Everyone just has some ideas and
you're either in this government, you're either super villain or just inept.
I think everyone, what I'm learning and just even asking people questions about like, what do they do with their money and like blah, blah, blah. And also the more and more I live on this planet, the more and more it's apparent that everyone is just out for them.
Yeah, of course.
And like one of the greatest cons is like thinking that anyone in politics is like
caring
there
about
to
us?
Help you.
No.
They're there for money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And power.
So
no one cares about us. Politicians truly don't give a shit.
No, they want donations.
And they want to send emails to us being like, it's urgent.
I'm getting emails from people I don't even know who they are.
I'm sorry. Even today, it was like, Carrie, could you, in all caps, could you please spare Bernie something? And I'm like, you know what, Bernie?
Bitch, you had
I've given
years.
You enough.
You had a long time
I've
to
given,
get it together.
I've given
you
Bernie,
had a really
honey,
long time,
I
honey.
Gave in, even if it was $5, I tried my best a few times to give you, and
sometimes
I...
Sometimes you just have to cut people off.
And I'm gonna have to cut Bernie off.
The audacity, actually, like, okay, being... quote unquote content creators, being someone who asks people for money and provides them a valuable, what I consider to be a very valuable
service. Are you talking
service.
About you and me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually like really offended by just an email from someone I've never met being like, please, it's so important that you give me money.
The time is, like, it's almost out. We're almost out of time.
I literally don't know you. You're fear mongering me. You're asking me for money. What have you done for me? I don't even know what state you're from. I don't even know how you got this email address.
I do.
I've never heard of you.
I love when they send, when they say, well, we're leaving. And I'm like,
then go, bitch.
Where were you to begin with? And it sounds like some very passive aggressive text, like in a group text.
It's so rude. And I'm like, what have you done for me? Like, you're asking me for money without doing a damn thing except writing an email. Like, give me a short story, maybe. Write me a joke. Link me. Why don't you make a little short 5-minute podcast and provide some sort of quid pro quo for my donation, you fucking asshole. Take me off of your fucking email list and stop. It's a scam. I don't support anyone that's doing that. I think you need to provide an actual, tangible
you
service.
Need to get off your ass.
You need to get off your ass
and stop
fucking
emailing.
Work and stop sending emails with like all caps, scary headlines threatening me. What's the word? How could it possibly get worse?
And Bernie,
if you haven't done it by now, you're never gonna do it.
And Bernie, could you please stop asking me for money?
Just retire, bitch.
I can't, Bernie. I supported you, but like, I can't anymore. Carrie, could you please consider giving Bernie just a little
honey,
more?
Invest that. Why hasn't he invested? Take that all. I'm sure you got so much money. Like,
yeah,
get a fucking money manager and put it in the stonk market and like get some return on your investments. Like, play ball. You know what I mean? Like, stop asking me. At least he kind of provides. He's like a bit of an entertainer.
Yeah, he's like,
he's kind of lovable. He means
yeah,
well.
He does
but
mean
enough
well.
Is enough. And he does get the retire, bitch. Everyone over 65.
Retire, bitch.
In politics.
On all sides.
You need to
be making
something.
Go
give me something for once.
Go go hang with your grandkids. Bring them to a petting zoo.
Why don't you do a photo shoot and put that in your email so then at least I'm getting something? Or then why don't you start a fucking Patreon if you need the money that fucking bad?
Start an OnlyFans.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I just started emailing all my friends and anyone in my address book? Please, can you spare? Please.
Yeah.
$5. And I did that.
You know what?
Four to five. What if every day you got an email from me begging for money from you without doing anything, even saying what I'm gonna do with that, just me asking you for money.
No, it's people with Patreons provide a service. People who have sex workers with OnlyFans, these are people all providing services and they're right to ask for money. But then you have fucking
and I don't even really ask for it.
I'm just saying
This is what I do. And if you like it and want to support it and then get something, then we're both winning. But I would never, ever, ever go to someone aside from when I was a spoiled brat growing up and demanded allowance. But that's a different story. But
we're not ready to go down that road.
We're not going down that road. We're not litigating that. But when, as an adult person in this world, I would never go to someone,
please give me money,
beg them for money,
please,
without offering something in return.
Even if it's a picture of some old politician going, I'll be that's cool.
Yeah, or doing some TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
Snorting cinnamon.
Or doing the pillow dress thing, the challenge.
It worth my while, you fucking bitch. You don't even do any. You're bad at your job. What have you even done that's iconic? Can you list a bunch of things in your email that you've even done? You're just asking me for money for nothing. You need to say, give me $5 and I'll give you this video of me sticking cayenne pepper in my eye. That would actually get people talking,
or
and the money would pour in.
The pink eye challenge where you someone farts in a pillow and you have to at the threat of pink eye, you rub your face in it.
This is the influencer economy, baby. We don't give away shit for free. You pay to play.
Pay to P&P.
Yeah. So fuck off and I unsubscribe.
Me too. Nancy was the first one I unsubscribed from.
They just feed your email around and now I'm getting emails from some bald guy with glasses that I've
James Carvel.
Was that him?
Yeah, I'm getting him too.
He was like the Clintons,
leads. He's like, what in tarnation? Come on down. We got to get these Republicans in there. Get them in the knees.
Good job. You've gotten them.
They've been
really
got.
You really did that.
Yeah, they're really.
You've had years to do this, and I'm pulling the fuck out.
Okay.
Anyways.
I need to just briefly mention
kind of
a private hell that I had yesterday. Speaking of the pay-to-play economy,
mm-hmm.
I was looking up Twitter porn, as you do.
Love.
And I went to a Twitter account that I return to often, who's this faceless hunk with a huge cock who just
Where does he live?
I don't know where he lives.
It's just my cock.
It's just photos of him fucking people, but also just him J-O-ing as well.
Wow.
And he's a massive 10-incher.
Oof.
But I was, I, and you know, I don't, I can't afford to,
do his OnlyFans.
Subscribe to his OnlyFans, but.
Sounds like you're getting a lot on that Twitter.
Well, if there are a lot of content creators will just provide a 10-second teaser.
That's also the thing. Let me just say.
Well, I appreciate
one moment,
Okay.
And then I'll get back to you. Do you know the amount of shit that we do for free and then on top of that provide more shit for money? So why don't you fucking loser politicians, do some shit for free for a while and make me want to give you money? That's okay. So back to you.
Queen. She said it. Breaking news.
Sheena on the beat.
And I was just kind of and then I came across his, he's one, I returned to him.
Mm-hmm.
He probably is a bad, he seems he seems to enforce toxic masculinity and get, but I'm whatever. It's just J-O-ing.
That can be hot.
Yeah, no, it's hot. He was jerking off. God bless him. And his face was coming off. And he was just, it was just like a 10-second just jerking off his big meat. And then all of a sudden, you just hear... And he goes back to it. And I was just like, it just, it was such a moment of like, I went, oh, and I like had to like put my foot. I was like, oh, like it really like it
took you out.
It took me out. It took me the fuck out. And like, you know, no one can, you can't control a little cough. But I was just, it just reminded me like we are in the era of.
But you think that like maybe you just edit cut the cough out.
Cut the cough.
Or do
out.
Another take.
Or do, give her another take. But I was just like, damn, you are like, he, but that was also
you
like.
Work through thick and thin.
Listen though, I was also like, wow, he is so, he has such a following that he's like, they don't give a fuck. I'll cough.
Yeah. I'm They'll sure there's pay. Someone that's like
probably
into
it.
Coughing.
But I was, it was, and there was like a hot, like a sick hotness to it. But I was also like, it was just this reminder of like, oh, like we are all human and like our bodies are horrifying.
It's a little taboo.
Yeah. I don't know. It did not seem intentional, but it felt maybe intentional that he left it in. But I don't know what was going on. Maybe someone was like, hey, can you cough more? But I was just like, it just to that. I just wanted to address this because I felt like I had to process it out loud. But it felt like a reminder of like the horror of our bodies.
I'm glad you shared.
But also like a vulnerable, like it was also beautiful at the same time. Like just.
It's human.
You know?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
I can't imagine being in that line of work just simply for the amount of volume of masturbation and sex you have would begin to feel burdensome, I imagine.
I think they
unless
like
you love it.
I think
in which case you're hidden.
I think they, you know, it sounds like they see it as a double win. They love what they're doing.
Yeah, actually true.
And they're making money doing it, and they seems like they're all working with like friends.
Mm-hmm.
Seems fun. Good for them.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking
no,
it.
No, I know you're not knocking it. I'm saying I think, I'm sure there's probably days like every job where you're like, I don't feel like doing this.
But 95% to 90% of the time, it's like live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Fuck and get the bag.
I don't think you're knocking sex work.
Okay, I was like, I'm
Laura, I'm not setting you up, honey.
No, but I get that's my relationship to sex, I suppose, is like
laborious.
I really not the act of it, but just the having to like set up for filming and like
and then
do that whole thing. I would be like, oh my God, I can't.
It's like a big I would be overwhelmed because I get flustered really easily. And I people who do that, I'm like, wow. I respect.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cough.
The cough
heard round
the cough heard round
the
globe.
Condo. Yeah.
Wait, should we talk about
MGK?
Yeah.
Mr. Pink. What is life in Pink?
Honey.
He needs to stop.
It's time for a cease and desist.
It's a reset for him.
I gave him a lot.
I know you did.
I gave him a lot over the years.
We all did.
I've never listened to his music.
I don't
literally
know one
could
song.
Not name
could
one
not name
song.
A song that MGK sings.
Coulson. Couldn't, I don't know, but I've stood for him and I've defended him.
I met him.
For years. You did?
Yeah, he came to Paper Magazine.
Was he hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking
hot. He was like dumb sweetie.
And
but
he was good in that Motley Crue movie. Anyways.
Tall as fuck.
Ugh. Anywho.
But he's...
Now the propaganda doc has come out and we're getting stories that we honestly don't need.
I'm
also like,
at
love
first,
and light, I'm glad that I guess he... Is he sober now? Is that the whole point?
I don't think so. I have to say, I feel like for a minute I was like, you know what? I kind of love their gross, horny, like tongue kissing.
Teenage love.
Yeah, I was like, what? Love it. Good for them. Like, we're in a stale time and they're providing. But now it's crossed the line of like, it's too much Halloween adventure. It's too much Spirit Halloween.
It is. And they've gotten stale, quite
they're
honestly.
They're stale. Like there's pictures of him walking out of a car being like, Machine Gun Kelly, bashed face, walks out of limo with blood oozing from his broken nose. And he's like, I'm like, I don't care.
I'm like, you guys have a lot of kids between you.
Does he have a kid?
He has a kid. He has like an 11-year-old daughter.
No.
Yeah.
He must have had her young.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm done with him and Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly,
Megan Fox. Sorry.
I love that. So.
Megan Fox, I'm kind of like...
Oh. I'm like, tell it to the judge, you guys. Like, I don't have time for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to, like...
I don't have time for your, like,
pay my credit card bills.
Suicide attempt story. So like, I didn't need that.
So apparently, their whole thing is, like, their love is death. You know, like, we are, like, bound.
They're blood lovers.
They're very, like, Angelina Billy Bob, but, like, not as chic.
No.
But he apparently recently he was like, Megan was in Hungary filming a movie and I had to call her because she had to talk me down off the ledge and I literally had a gun in my mouth.
He said he put a shotgun in his mouth and pulled the trigger on the phone.
I don't need to hear this. It's truly Aunt Sassy. I don't need to hear that.
I'm shook by. I'm like, why are you telling us this? A, that's like abusive.
It is. It's completely manipulative to your partner.
And also, then he was like, that's when she convinced me, like, I need to get off drugs. So I'm like, okay, so then are you off drugs, though? Like,
I don't think he's off drugs. He was literally walking. There's paparazzi photos of him. I mean, that could also be a stunt, but he's just like walking with blood all over his face. I'm like, babe.
Didn't he like perform with blood on his face, or he fell?
He fell at a club. I'm like, honey, that's called alcoholism.
You need to work on your sleep score, my babe. I'm like, let's work on the diet, the exercise, the sleep score,
take
and your steps, and like see if you don't kind of level out from there. But I don't know if you need to be at the club falling on your face.
I just don't want to.
If you're
sorry.
In a place of shotgun in the mouth on the phone shunk-gun? With your lover, it's time to deeply reevaluate.
If you're in a place of shunk-gun, you need to.
If you're in a place with shunking everyone with your shotgun in the mouth story,
you need to.
That's also like a story that you're using to like promote your documentary where you talk about it more. I do kind of want to watch that.
I'm not watching that shit. I saw a billboard for it on a bus stop driving this morning and I was like, fuck him.
I'm just like, sorry. Why? Has he always been like a pink guy? What's the significance of pink?
I guess we'll know. Because you have to find.
I know the clock is ticking. It's just a countdown in a matter of time before I press play on Life in Pink. But I don't want to be here.
I've gone from shunked to shunt.
I've gone from horny to honey with him.
That feels like a title of some gay movie that came out in like 2002. From horny to honey.
Yeah, that's me.
That's
with
truly
MGK.
He's gay, she's half Jewish. so good. I finished that.
Good.
So good.
I love it.
The ending.
Just acknowledge the work. That's literally us. Like when we travel, waiting to be approached. Me every
no,
time
that's
I
class. No, that's class. That was everyone watch Would It Kill You to Laugh at Peacock? So funny.
Yeah.
But I shunk no more. I will be from Life in Pink. Life in Punk.
I don't want it anymore.
I don't want to see Life in Punk.
I am intrigued by their wedding bands or their engagement ring.
What are they like? Thorns?
I guess it's
cicadas?
Thorn. Like, she says it will, like, cut her if she tries to take it off.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get it. It's, like, but it's also, like.
They're, like, the Spencer's Gifts couple.
They are truly.
They're Spencer's Gifts, like, sex section.
I know they smell like an SG, too.
They're
musty,
rubbery.
They smell like log flume.
Mm-hmm.
And then, meanwhile, we've got Travis Barker being rushed to Cedars.
Pray for Kravis, because I honestly can't think of many worse things for Courtney than like finding the love of her life and like having that wedding and then having him pass away
like within a month.
Yeah, so like
I loved his tweet yesterday. Pray for me.
We're praying.
I as someone who suffered a pancreas injury.
You did?
Yes.
When
I was six.
What happened?
There was a blizzard, the blizzard of 96. In New Jersey, mm-hmm. Swept the Northeast. School was shut down for a week. All my Northeast heads know this. Not my story, but they know about the blizzard. And we were sledding in an old graveyard in my town.
You were sledding in an old graveyard.
Yeah, it was a very hilly, steep graveyard. Mm-hmm. And I slid over a headstone I didn't see. And it knocked the wind out of me. And then I began profusely vomiting. And everything I ate or drank, I couldn't keep a thing down. And when you're six, if you're vomiting for like more than a week.
No, you've got to.
I was shocked.
If you're vomiting for more than like a day.
And they didn't know what, they truly didn't know what was wrong with me. We had like a terms of endearment moment at the pediatrician where my mom.
Dorothy was.
The pediatrician kept trying to give me shots. And my mom was like, it's not what's wrong with him. And she was like, you're a bully. And ran out of the, we never went back. And I just remember being shunked. And then we went to this cool specialist and she was like, oh, your pancreas is ruptured. And she massaged my pancreas back to health and gave me like antibiotic and
That's all
these weird.
That's all it takes is a little massage.
She gave me like some medicine and then she like worked on my.
Ugh, a win.
It helped.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm D-ing here.
How can you like get pancreatitis from a colonoscopy?
I mean, not to infer I know what I'm talking about, but he doesn't seem like he looks fairly unhealthy in general. He's a little gray.
That might just be his skin tone, though. He's okay. Probably like at a decent weight. I think it's probably...
Maybe it's something related to the crash.
Maybe.
Truly story crazy developing. That he survived a plane crash.
I know. Meant to be here, honestly.
Talk about horny. Courtney was probably...
That she was probably got him back on a plane. He like wouldn't go on airplanes after that.
Really?
Yeah. And then she was like, babe, we have to go on the PJ.
How did he get around?
I don't know. I guess maybe drove.
Boat?
By foot.
He walked the Bering Strait.
They were going to go on tour and he would set out like a month early and just start running.
He's truly like...
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, he's like he's crossing Alaska and then like takes a boat to Russia and then walks to like Thailand.
I don't know how he got around, honestly. I just remember him being like, I was scared of planes or like didn't want to go on them. And then she got me on a plane again.
I think Whoopi, I love reading about celebs because I have fear of flying.
Mm-hmm.
Getting much better, but.
You know, I saw a TikTok video that might actually help you a lot where someone explained what turbulence is she was like, this is what turbulence is. And she put like a teeny little plane in like a clear cup of Jell-O and she was shaking the Jell-O and the plane was shaking. And she was like, there's pressure on both sides keeping the plane where it is. So it's still, the pressure's still holding. It's just shaky. And then she said no plane has ever gone down from turbulence.
Yeah.
Yeah, but babe, it's like...
I don't like to be shunked in a plane.
Well, sometimes technology and newfangled ways of traveling.
Didn't we have some turb on the way to...
There's always a little bit of turb.
No, but we had some on the last tour.
Yeah, on the way to Minneapolis.
We were being shunked.
Mm-hmm. I was shunked because...
You were just shunked in general.
Yeah.
Anyway... But let's get into a real shunking.
Yeah.
Episode two. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Shunky, Unique Podcast. Shunked. Berkshire's Revisited.
Berkshire's Revisited. Good name.
Really good name.
I hope like the heads
appreciate. They feel seen. They feel honored.
So we're coming up on still in the middle of the lobster clam bake. And things are getting a little tense because Blackout Brandy is starting with everyone.
We're back to Brandy just mouthing off at anyone.
I'm doing this.
What?
The worst day of my life.
It's the worst year of my life.
Vicky goes, you don't talk to me like that. Because she just told Vicky to shut the fuck up.
Vicky goes, oh, no, you don't talk to me like that. You don't say that to me.
Brandy goes, that finger is interesting. And then Vicky screeches some more. And Brandy goes, and scene. Let's get naked.
That's such, oh my God, I just got chills. You sounded exactly like
channeling.
Her.
Channeling. It cuts to Taylor Armstrong's face, and she, speaking of shunked, she's shaken to her core.
She's being triggered. Going like this. She's gone back into like fight or flight mode, which I completely understand in this moment. She's brought back to that terrible year via Ms. Glanville. And then Taylor ends up escorting her back to the house.
Yeah, Vicky's also shaken. Vicky gets going,
check. Phaedra and her are on their phones, and Phaedra's like, she needs to calm the fuck down. And then Vicky goes, oh, no. She goes, oh, I'll go down. I'll take her out. And I'm like, she means she will kill.
She goes, she's brash. Her boobs are sticking out. She's filthy. She's disgusting. And birds of a feather flock together.
She's a
filthy
mouth. And
I'm not talking with her. I'm just like, whoa, you're throwing a lot at me, Gumbleton.
So then they kind of like steer Brittany. Dorinda's like, Brandy, I think you need to go to bed.
Get a good night's sleep.
Get a good night's sleep. I'm like, Dorinda, you need to go to bed too, honey.
She goes, what, on that pull-out couch? And Dorinda goes, that's a George Smith couch from London. And I looked the couches up. They are minimum 10K.
Yeah.
I want a 10K couch, but not a George Smith. I want a Resto Hardware.
Yeah.
Cloud couch.
HD Buttercup.
Vicky goes, keep her away from me.
Keep her away from me. I don't like her. An old Irish. She's an old Irish innkeeper. Keep her away from me.
Phaedra goes and like follows. She's like follows the.
She follows the trail of destruction.
The snail trail. No, I'm kidding. She follows the Brandy up to the fish room. Brandy goes, no. Phaedra's in the fish room. She follows Brandy up into the pullout couch room.
Brandy goes, come in.
Who's in the bed? And she looks in there, and it didn't look like Brandy at first. She goes, who is that in there? She goes, is that Brandy in there? And she goes, it is.
Yeah.
How'd you get up here in the bed so quick? And Brandy goes, that's what I do. And I felt seen in that moment because that's like, that's how I would answer that question. It's what I do, just get in the bed.
Yeah. And then Phaedra kind of like takes her into her arms and says like, hey, I think you're a really good person, but you need to like stop screaming at people.
And calling them bitches and telling them to shut the fuck up.
She's like, because you're only going to make it harder for you. And Brandy's like, ah!
I know.
I know.
I want Phaedra to stroke my hair and tell me what to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how I can make my life better.
I did confirm that Phaedra did. she accused did it... my queen Candy Burris of Me Tooing Portia.
Yeah. I was caught up on that as well.
She's got a little, I think she's got a tinge.
I don't
of,
I love a, that she did that, but honestly, I'm like, slay.
She's got a tinge of homophobia, gay panic.
It's good. That's what makes it makes it good. Dorinda, it cuts to her.
She goes, it's a nice night.
I literally have no idea. She's reached a point of slur where I have no idea what she's even saying.
She goes, it's a nice night.
Here's your bonnie. I'll probably get married again. I was like, what was that sentence?
They're all just kind of humoring her. And Dorinda confesses that she doesn't fuck anymore.
And she doesn't masturbate.
She says, I'm basically Barbie, which made me laugh.
I get that. And then Tamara reveals that she's horny 24/7. And if she even puts a laptop on her lap, the heat from it will ignite the horniness within.
Tamara's having like, she's one of those people that like has like orgasmic, like Julianne Hough.
She's high sex drive.
She and Eddie just lift weights and fuck.
She probably has more testosterone from just working out. I don't know how that works with hormones, but yeah.
She's horny.
I'm into her horniness. I think Tamara, it's also maybe easier to be horny when you're small.
I don't know. Tamara looks so good.
She looks great.
She looks so hot. Dorinda goes, listen to me. I perform as well as anyone when the lights go down. Her Catholic, like...
The lights must go down.
And then Vicky...
Vicky's acting...
Vicky is succumbing to COVID very slowly.
She's dying.
She's literally like...
She's literally...
She has
taking
like...
Taking some of her last breath.
She has wonking pneumonia and is complete... She's truly long COVID. Like,
she's
also
acting like so sleepy and tired. I mean, she probably is like incredibly ill at this moment, but she's acting... She's again doing something where it's just like... She's sleepy and tired and can't even look at anyone because she's just so sleepy. And they go, Vicky, what's wrong? She goes, I'm going to go to bed.
Gotta take my pills.
I'm going to go to bed, take my 30 pills. And they go, 30 pills? Why do you take all these pills? And she goes, well, I take the this, I take the that, and I take the bear every day. That's why I'm so healthy. And I was just like, you're literally...
I'm like, honey, you're literally...
Knocking on death's door.
Your jaw is falling. Like, your eyes literally have... blood layers underneath them.
You're glassy-eyed.
She's glassy-eyed and looks like a gray alien right now.
Someone goes, why do you take so much aspirin every day? And she goes, 30-day protocol. 30-day protocol after COVID.
And then Tamara goes, yeah, Vicky has COVID right now. Tamara's like, bitch, she's like, you had COVID last weekend. And she's like, No, I didn't.
And then she reveals that she's not vaccinated.
She's anti-vax.
She's anti-vax, not vaccinated.
And has a blood clot.
And because she has a
medical exemption.
She I've deep vein thrombosis. I have a note, a medical note from my doctor. And then
it ignites.
They talk about.
She goes, follow the money.
They go, they don't make money from vaccines.
She goes, Vicky, I didn't pay to get my vaccine. She goes,
what? She goes, who's making money? They don't make you pay. She goes, sure they are. Follow the money, baby.
Follow the money.
I literally laughed to myself today. Follow the money, baby, is the new it phrase.
And then Dorinda stands up and she's like, she goes, oh, so the six friends that I've had that have died of COVID, they could have been here if they had the vaccine. Like, what about them? And then Vicky goes, I'm very sorry for them. Very sorry for them.
She goes, I have a friend who died from the second vaccine.
And Dorinda goes, Vicky.
She goes, that's not true.
That's not true.
I don't even believe that.
And she goes, my friend told me about it.
She goes, where's the death certificate? I don't have a death certificate. I just have what their kids told me. So.
And then.
Not entirely true.
And then Dorinda goes, she goes into full, like, Ms. Medley moment from, and I think Eva goes, here goes Dorinda, full Roni. And she just, there's a flashback to her going, clip, clip. Back that ass up. Back that shit up. And she sends, oh, so I'm going to look up tomorrow and see a unicorn running down Bluestone Manor lawn.
Oh, because the unicorn's coming.
The unicorn's coming.
Everybody wake up tomorrow for the unicorn to come.
And Vicky goes, what? That's just what
I've been said. I don't know. I'm a death certificate.
She goes, we don't need to make this political. And then Tamara goes, Vicky, it's not political. It's just a reality of the pandemic that you...
I love Phaedra going, I've noticed that Vicky's been coughing a lot and I didn't know what was going on. And then Vicky like coughs next to her and Phaedra goes, ooh, my.
That's me watching the cough video.
That is you. You're in a place of
coughing while Jaya.
My. I love, like.
She's literally like dying of COVID as we speak. But she's refusing.
She's having like the long term. It's like. Because a lot of people that aren't vaccinated like get really ill or have like complications afterwards from something. And Vicky's like clearly going through that exact thing.
But she'll never cop to it.
No.
She goes, oh, I got COVID. Best thing ever. Best thing that's ever happened to me.
Best thing. I'm so glad. I was so glad I got it. I was like, fucking Christ. Sure they are.
Sure they are.
The money, baby.
And then Dorinda goes, I think we should all go to bed.
And she just storms inside. But then she comes back and apologizes.
Yeah. And Vicky goes, yes, I'm very sorry for your friends. Very sorry. It's very sad. Very sad.
She goes, I need you to take it back. She goes, I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
They all go to bed.
In the hallway, there's a moment where they're like all gathered. Because I think Phaedra, Vicky, and Dorinda's room are all next to each other. So they're in the hallway like hugging and saying goodnight. And Dorinda goes, I'm sorry again. I'm sorry. I just lost my cool. And Phaedra goes, it's just passion. We've lost a lot of people to this virus. And Vicky nods along. And I was like,
Vicky.
Go
to bed.
You don't agree with this.
You don't agree and you don't care. So go to bed.
Also, is her Chanel shirt real, do you think?
No. She got that at like that mall in Orange County probably that everyone goes to. That,
it's like a Kitson shirt.
Yeah.
Chanel must be... pissed
that Vicky's wearing it,
yeah,
or that Kitson's selling it,
or no, just that these like that certain housewives like wear their stuff.
Yeah. The next morning they awaken and Brandy's kind of like,
sorry about last night, fun, but I don't remember anything.
Taylor's like, okay.
Brandy's eating in her room, which I was
off limits.
Shaken by everyone just disregarding the house rules, I would literally be afraid to get caught by Dorinda eating.
At one point, Vicky spills on her pillow, and she's like, oh, gotta clean it up, gotta clean it up.
No, Tamara drips ice cream. Mm. I literally am keeping tabs on everyone eating. Also, like, this isn't a hotel.
No.
Just eat down in the kitchen.
It's a home.
The only place it's fine to eat in your bed is a hotel. Every other place is like, I'm sorry, you're a feral. You're a hamster if you're eating in your bed.
I'm so shaken by Jill's entrance into this season. It embarrassed me to no end, and it made me sad for her.
I would go so far as to even say Jill was an unnecessary addition to this cast of girls.
She's flopping hard, I have to say.
Vicky,
she appears
pre-Jill though. Vicky has gotten even sicker.
Vicky is truly.
She comes downstairs in full robe and sunglasses. When her and Tamara marched through the doors of the dining room in robes and sunglasses, I literally started crying.
They're a gruesome twosome.
They are.
So
also, we need to know. I need to know more about Taylor's best friend, Rocket Girl.
Oh, her.
She's talking to Evan. She goes, "So I have a best friend, and we call her Rocket Girl because she literally like flies rockets or like works for NASA or something.
I was
and
like,
she has a friend who's like a rocket scientist who climbs Mount Everest and brings her scarves. And I was like, we need Rocket Girl on the show.
And then Eva's like, oh my God, my goddaughter's name is Everest.
They're just finding a lot of connections.
Taylor has a total crush on Eva and like wants to be her best friend.
They're soul sisters.
They are.
Then, yeah, then Jill.
Well, there's like a big, they try to recreate Scary Island when they're all getting pedicures and they're like, wow, things have really settled since Kelly left. And then old Zarin shows up with late Bobby, RIP. And she goes, hi, hi. And then Alex McCord starts shaking and breaking into hives going, we've had enough drama. So they try to recreate it. They have like a full like aerial shot of Jill's car arriving at Bluestone.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes on in with her
new beau.
Her beau, who's seems
Gary?
Like a. I thought it was like,
he's
is that her
hot.
Well, at first I was like, is that her chauffeur?
Yeah, she doesn't introduce him. It was pretty rude.
And then they all are kind of like, half of them don't know who she is, which is sad.
I would literally leave.
I would leave. I'd be like, I didn't sign up for this. But then it reminded me of when when Trump won and they had the inauguration ball. Apparently, Jill Zarin was invited because they were literally like
bosom buddies.
Well, no, they were like anyone that kind of knows us can come.
Yeah,
because no one was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up on the red carpet and went up to all the photographers going, would you like to take a picture of me? And none of them knew who she was. And she goes, Jill Zarin, star of Real Housewives. And like no one took her photo.
It's scary. It's really like, I would not want that to be me.
So she comes and she's kind of like, hi, everyone. And they're all kind of rude.
Dorinda does like screech loudly in excitement. Vicky literally says nothing. And then later reveals that she's like, I know Jill. She's a very dear friend. And I love her. But I'm just, I don't know. The shirt and the high. I was like, you're a real bitch for that, Vix.
Yeah, you kind of sold, like, she was, they seem to have sort of an OG friendship, like, as two of, like, the OG housewives.
I'd be whooping, but also Vicky is on death's door.
Yeah, she's succumbing.
Yeah.
She's in a place.
She's literally, like, has, like, she's, like, blind at this point.
She's truly, like.
She's losing, like, she's lost two of her five senses.
She's death in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
At death at Bluestone. So Jill's kind of like, great, now I'm here and no one knows me and this is cool.
And I have to say goodbye to my dog, the true star, Bossy, the Pomeranian.
Jill has a fully new face.
Her plastic surgery looks incredible.
Incredible.
It's very well done, subtle, but she still, like, she looks refreshed, but still looks like herself.
But she looks 10 years younger than she is.
It's really good. Dorinda's is good, too. Her skin, I'm like, how do you have such nice skin and drink so much?
I don't know.
But I'm shunked.
Yeah.
Everyone sits down for some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Phaedra. Taylor's like walking out and Phaedra goes, get over here, Taylor. Little body, little camel toe.
Yeah, everyone. Phaedra and Eva keep calling out all the women for having like huge camel toe.
I'm
moose knuckles.
Dead at telling Taylor Armstrong of all people calling her little camel toe.
Little camel toe.
She does it repeatedly throughout the rest of the, like, this episode and next episode. She's like, come here, camel toe.
Taylor likes it.
Taylor loves it. Taylor's cool.
She, well, we'll get to her huge moment at the end of the episode.
But she got pushed to such a level.
She did. Taylor's I think she's a good person.
I think she's a really good person.
Yeah.
Dorinda's Jill Zarin QVC read could not have been more accurate.
I know. Jill's like muttering around the house already. She's setting up racks of clothing in her room.
If anyone needs to get a rack on Amazon Prime, you can just get it delivered. That way you don't need to hang your clothes in the closet. You don't need to ask for any hangers or any. I'm like.
She's like, this rack can go with anything. You can bring it on the road. You can keep it in your house. You can keep it in your trail.
You dismantle it. You put it out and you fold it. You put it in your suitcase. You undo it. You put it in the house. You hang clothes on it. It's great. It's travel sized.
It kind of reminded me of Laura Linney in The Truman Show when she's like doing mm-hmm. all the product placement and he goes, who the hell are you talking to?
I love Jill comes back out when they're all eating and she goes to Vicky, her dear friend, and she goes, how are you? Are you shell-shocked being here? And Vicky goes, no. Clearly, yes, she's never been more shell. I'm obsessed with Vicky keeping up appearances.
Vicky is...
She thinks she's fooling people a little bit.
She's truly in like a fugue and is also like deathly sick.
Her world is crumbling around her.
Her man left her for some woman in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, probably some other like Orange County woman that lives down there. She's unvaxxed and going down from COVID, from long COVID.
She's in need of a steroid booster stat.
Well, she gets one eventually.
Okay, I also need to talk some shit about this sound bath because this was one of the worst sound baths I've ever seen.
It was terrible. I've been to the Integratron at Same. Joshua Tree and like that is a sound fucking bath.
To me, a sound bath involves
inside
quartz crystal bowls that are played in conjunction with each other.
Preferably in a space with
acoustics. Yeah. But I could be outside and listen to them. I think that would be very relaxing. But like a series of like metal bowls and a didgeridoo and then those like tongs that you hit, I was like, this is like a child playing with pots and pans in the kitchen.
I have to say I related to Jill wearing socks. Because mm-hmm. I was like, that'd be me.
I have though back in the day, like pre kind of the sound bath craze, I went to this is like in college when I was in Chicago. I had a friend that was very new agey and she invited me to like a sound healing and it was a man who played a didgeridoo.
Did it help?
And he would play a didgeridoo over your body. He would didgeridoo your whole body and it actually was incredible.
I would like, I feel like if that happened to me, I would shit.
It's a vibe, like a literal vibration.
But the thing that always happens with housewives is like, These are people who go on. I'm going to make a sweeping statement that people who are on these types of reality TV shows,
mm-hmm.
they can't take anything seriously. Like if someone's trying to do something like sincere, like a sound bath, they're all going to be laughing.
But this is a budget sound. If it was like an actually beautiful sound bath with the crystal bowls, I think that they'd behave differently. Brandy's covering her ears. She's laying on the ground like this.
Well, she's so hungover.
I'm sorry, listening to this man bang on some metal.
I know.
During a brutal hangover, Vicky leaves.
Vicky leaves.
She's like, I just gotta go make a call to my office really quick. Just check some email. I gotta go.
She's gotta go make a Kodo call, but
she's trying to fucking work.
Can we also acknowledge that in all the flashbacks of Brandy before she came to Bluestone, she's wearing a. Like a wrist brace.
Yeah, what's her glove situation? Is it like arthritis?
I think she's just falling a lot.
I think she has like a drinking problem.
Yes, I think she's a fucking addict. Her best friend was the woman who was Dr. Drew's lead counselor on Celebrity Rehab, Jen.
Okay, someone posted this on the Patreon, but I also just want to like usher it into the greater consciousness and like manifest it. They need to reboot Celebrity Rehab, but have Housewives Rehab. They need to do... We need Celebrity Rehab back.
Oh my God, I was watching a little
we
bit of...
We need to start exploiting addiction again.
I was watching a little bit of Renee... Speaking of Celebrity Rehab, I was watching a little bit of Renee's Instagram live the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just going, hi, Brazil. Hi, Germany. Ooh, China. Hi, China. And then she was like, no, I don't talk to anyone from Mob Wives. And then she said...
That's a lie, because she literally went to lunch with the girl called Carla the other day.
P.S. Did you see Drita's tribute to Big Ange?
No, I didn't.
It was just like a video, like one of those like phone videos. And it was like, I see you in everything.
Big Ange is everywhere.
She is. God, I miss her.
I miss her so much.
I'd be afraid of hearing her politics, but God, I love her. I don't give a shit about her politics.
No, I don't care either. I mean... Some people, like her and Joan Rivers, you're like, I'm glad that they were gone before they could have gotten canceled.
I couldn't handle Big Ange getting canceled.
No, and like it was like they were taken too soon.
But it was right.
But also, it was right.
Big Ange wouldn't have been able to handle COVID.
No, also like her bar and her livelihood would have been so affected.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she just would have hated it.
Yeah. And she wouldn't be able to go out. No, she
it was I'm like, not wearing a mask.
And she couldn't leave the house. She is like a social creature. She goes out every night.
Yeah, she would. Anyway.
Tamara gets some ice cream and goes upstairs to find dying Vicky, who's like laying on the bed, kind of like crying. But also, I think Tamara's like, I'm pretty sure she's just checking on Steve, checking the miles of her car and the Ring camera to see like what's happening with him.
Well, because she supports him.
Yeah. And Tamara comes in. Vicky goes, hey, did you like the sound bath? And Tamara goes, no, did you?
Vicky, literally, you know the alien like crash dummy that they reportedly found at Roswell? That's what Vicky looks like.
Vicky looks like Lil Mayo.
Who's Lil Mayo?
He was like this like alien with his own Instagram account.
Oh.
And he like smoked weed out of a bottle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
He's like a stoner alien. Tamara goes, how are you? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? Are you okay? And Vicky goes, I'm good.
No, she's literally, she's never been in more pain in her fucking
gonna
life.
Gonna cry herself to death. She's dying of both heartbreak and long COVID.
And then Dorinda comes in, the lady of the manor comes in, and she's like, tell me. She kind of sounds like Steve.
She lays down on the bed, and it's just truly like nothing you add to this conversation is gonna help this dying woman.
She sounds like Steve.
She does sound like
Steve.
She's
like, tell me. Miranda. She's like, Vicky, tell me, what's going on with you and Steve?
She goes, something's not adding up.
Something's not adding up. And then she goes, and I think it might have to do with vagina.
And she goes,
and Vicky goes,
I don't know if Steve has a vagina.
She's during the, you know, I might never know if Steve has a vagina. And then there's a pause. And she goes, in Mexico. Basically, they're all like, you stupid idiot. Steve is being a slam pig down in Puerto Vallarta.
Steve's lining him up. He's getting that nut in Mexico.
Yeah. He's either giving dick or taking dick. Or both.
A little bit of both.
And you are dying of COVID and you need to go get right with God.
Yeah. You need to say, you need a priest to come and give you your last rites.
She truly needs last rites at Bluestone.
I feel like, it just hit me. I'm like, what if Dorinda's like poisoning everyone little by little? What if at the end of this, everyone dies?
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Avant-garde.
So then we...
Taylor... Oh.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Taylor and Eva have like a surprisingly touching conversation.
Yeah, they're both survivors of
domestic violence
and they really bond over that. And Eva tells Taylor, like, you should feel proud about you speaking, like, ignore what Brandy was saying. And like, you should feel proud about speaking out about what happened to you because it helps people like me.
It's fascinating to get all this insight 10 years later about kind of what was going on and like... It's also shocking that Kennedy is 15 now.
And
like
looks
Kennedy's
well-adjusted.
A full-blown person.
And Taylor said that one time she asked Kennedy after Russell died, do you miss Daddy? And she said no.
Why would you miss a boy who yells at you? I was like, Kennedy's wise beyond her years.
Yeah.
But also knows too much.
But she seemed in that one moment that she seemed very normal and like cute.
Yeah.
So hopefully she's...
Blessings to her.
Blessings to her.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They go to Ventfoot Hall.
The red balloon floating in Dorinda's room.
Oh,
Dorinda's... That's ungodly.
Richard!
Hi, Richard!
That's me when my Nana died.
A red balloon floated into your space?
No, the night that my Nana died, or she died in the morning, and that night our neighbor came over who didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought over banana bread, which is my Nana's like specialty. And my Nana always said, eat it now, it's piping hot. And she said, eat the banana bread now, it's piping hot.
Cray cray.
My dad and I looked, my mom was like upstairs.
She was possessed.
I know, and I know it sounds like just a coincidence. Like, I was like, this is uncanny. And she didn't know my Nana said that shit.
Yeah, I believe in it.
But yeah, Dorinda's like, the day Richard died, the day we buried Richard, a balloon floated into like a Pennywise balloon.
I'm like, that's not Richard, that's Pennywise.
That's a spider monster clown living in a gutter.
Like, your sink is about to explode with blood, lady.
She goes,
I'm not okay with a red balloon.
And a red balloon just happened to float into her bedroom and bend.
Sinister.
And then her and Hannah were filming it, and you just hear Dorinda in the background going, hi, Richard.
We miss you, Richard.
We miss you, Richard.
Pennywise is like, who the fuck is Richard?
Wait, okay, so the iconic line, did you know, you know this, right? The iconic line of not well, bitch,
mm-hmm.
is to Candace Bushnell.
Really?
She's saying it to Candace. And this Candace was invited to Bluestone because she and Dorinda are obviously old friends.
Uh-huh.
And she was lamenting Sonia to Candace.
Candace said, how are you doing? How is everything?
And she goes, you know, Candace, not well, bitch. And
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
And they cut to Candace and she kind of looks at the camera like with like a knowing, like, I know this Dorinda, like, I'm not fazed by this. Like, this happens to me all the time.
Susan Sharon.
And I was like, and so I went in and read more about her Susan Sharon connection. And Susan Sharon's husband was named Richard.
I'm obsessed with the Candace Bushnell Dorinda relationship because it also, so Bret Easton Ellis on his podcast recently, he rewatched all of Sex and the City and was like talking about it. And then also talking about his long friendship with Candace Bushnell and like all the kind of New York literati from his era, which means that he might know Dorinda.
Probably.
Which I'm just loving that like Venn diagram of relationship.
Yeah, it just feels like classic New York,
mm-hmm.
you know?
A New York of yesteryear.
A bygone. So they head to Ventford, which is a haunted...
event space.
Estate/event space that was once owned by the Morgan family. And we cut to Sonia Morgan being like, never touch Lady Morgan's letters.
Sonia having a full-blown psychotic break over the touching of the letters yeah. will forever be one of my favorite Roni moments.
She goes, all women in the Morgans write to their male family members. She goes, my daughter Quincy does it with her father every day. I was like, okay. But they're going to do a coffee reading, and it's this Russian woman that Dorinda has, or vaguely Eastern
the
European.
Eastern European.
Queen.
Slavic witch of some sort.
And she reads your coffee, like.
I'm going to say.
Remnants.
I believe in a lot of things.
Not this.
But I draw the line at, like, coffee? Throwing things onto something and then seeing what they say to you.
So all the women get dressed and wear like black and like sort of 20s. Dorinda looks...
Any chance to do a flapper theme, a housewife will jump at that.
Dorinda, she ate.
Yeah, she did look good.
And they arrive there and Jill's wearing like...
Jill's outfit made me really sad. She looks like she's on a
cruise. Yeah.
Phaedra goes, she's doing Strawberry Shortcake Revisited or something like that. And I was like, oof. And it shows a shot of Jill from the back, and you can also see her dark underwear through her pants.
Ooh.
And I was just like,
honey,
Jill is sad.
The rack didn't help you.
No.
Phaedra looks incredible with her blonde bob.
Unreal.
So they all assemble, and they all sit around, and the Slavic woman is like,
okay, I want everyone to drink their coffee. And Jill goes, I don't drink coffee. I only drink Diet Coke.
And they cut to Jill again. And she's closing her nose while sipping her espresso.
She does Vicky first. And she goes, you having some struggles? And Vicky goes, nope, I'm good. I'm good.
She says, you're having some health struggles.
Nope, I'm all good. I'm all good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Everything's fine.
Wait, can we talk about this ghost tour woman who's constantly being like tapped on the head and shoulder by a spirit?
She goes, every day I feel it on the back of my neck or
the top
of my head.
Sometimes tapping me on the head.
Lady Morgan.
I'm like, that's fucking rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
I don't want to, if you're tapping someone on the head, you're disrespectful.
Yeah, you're not a feminist.
Mm-mm.
So they all.
And Randy walks by, they walk by, they go to the bathroom and she walks by the kitchen and she looks at the chef and she goes, she's a lesbian, I can tell. And then they're like, what? And so this will come back later to haunt.
Speak about haunting.
You having some health
struggles? Brandy is blackout once again.
I love her apology to Taylor earlier in the day. She goes, I'm really sorry, but I'm not going to drink today. I'm just going to drink tonight.
And Taylor goes, great.
I'd be like, okay, I'll batten down the hatches starting at 6 p.m.
When the sun starts going down, I have to fear.
I'll arm myself.
Yeah. Everyone is kind of talking, especially Brandy, through the readings. And Dorinda goes, hey, don't disrespect my friend for doing her thing. You need to respect her. She's trying to do a service and other people are getting their readings. And the coffee reader is not pleased with this crew. She's very upset.
She's just kind of like, oh my God. And then
afterwards, you hear her say to the crew, she goes, God bless you guys for doing this.
God help you guys.
God help you all. Brandy goes, oh, sorry.
Sorry. And then it's like, Eva points out that, like, Brandy gets a lot of shit. I just think her voice is, like, the most high pitch, so it cuts through the noise well. And people just like to come for her. She's an easy target in that
way. She kind of looks like Pete Burns.
Yeah.
Celebrity Big Brother icon.
Yeah. I'm just, like, perplexed by the state of, like, filler puffiness or something. I don't know.
I think it's a mixture of that plus just
booze
and probably
blow. They all sit down. Then after Dorinda screams at her, she's like, well, food's ready, so we'll just, you guys stay here, we'll go. And then she leaves like Eva and Brandy with the coffee reader and they come join. Everyone's dining and then Brandy starts in on telling people to shut the fuck up again. She goes, shut the, if you just, she's like, was it Taylor's talking or Vicky's talking? Brandy goes, if you just shut the fuck up for 2 seconds, I could explain. Vicky goes, no, you shut the fuck up. Don't talk that way to women.
You shut the fuck up.
And then Taylor also, or Brandy also asks the, like, maitre d' comes out, who's like this handsome, like, actor type, who's also a caterer.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes,
she goes, I love your wife.
And then
is she a lesbian?
Brandy asks this guy if his wife is a lesbian. And then when the chef, mm-hmm. a woman comes out, Brandy goes, we thought you were a lesbian. And she goes, well, I'm not, but
Vicky also starts, she goes, she was talking to the guy and she was like trying to get to the bottom of lesbian.
Like, what's going on with the lesbian and your
and
wife?
Someone's like, Vicky, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I was just asking him why Brandy asked him if his wife was a lesbian. And then the wife comes out and then all the women are sitting there and it's the most awkward.
It actually looks
what
brutal.
If she, it made me think she is a lesbian because he's like, we just got married. And then everyone goes, oh, congratulations.
Tamara goes, this is so rude. I am so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. This is so disrespectful. And I'm like, maybe he's
like,
gay.
Everyone's making it worse.
Everyone's making it worse. And then Brandy goes, it's because of her eyebrows. I can tell if a woman's a lesbian through her eyebrows.
That was incredible. Phaedra got Phaedra good.
Yeah. Queen of the homophobic queen herself.
I love it. Eva goes to the bathroom and comes back. And Vicky kind of like snaps at her a little bit. And Eva goes, I promise you in all sincerity, I am not the one. And that shuts Vicky right up.
And then Brandy, Eva and Phaedra take Brandy outside and they go, listen, when you say things like bitch, we know what, me and Phaedra can take it. These women can't, so you need to stop.
Yeah.
Just say it with us. And Brand, which is good. Like, they're basically saying, like, we get you. We get your humor. Mm-hmm. You can hang with us.
But, these, like, women gotta can't hang. Stop with these ladies.
Because they're not going to get it. And then Brandy's like, okay. And then they go back and sit down. And she immediately says, shut the fuck up, bitch, to Taylor. Then Taylor, in her blazer, slams the table. And she goes, yo, shut the fuck up, you little bitch.
When Brandy's outside with and Eva, Taylor goes, she has not grown. She has not grown an inch.
But the way she snaps, you see her Oklahoma rage come out.
No, it's
yo,
crazy.
Shut the fuck up, you little. And then she
Brandy
calls her
comes. She comes back though, and Brandy like stumbles back. Her mic pack falls off.
Oh.
She look at. She goes like looks at the camera and then just puts it on her lap. And that's when she says the thing about the eyebrows. And she goes, "Sir, eyebrows." And then Taylor in her one-on-one goes, she is so ridiculous. Maybe she knows because she's a part-time lesbian.
I was like, all right.
Part-time lesbian.
Biphobia.
And then Taylor goes, don't you talk to me like that, bitch.
And she goes, you little bitch.
You little bitch.
She truly had her Tony and Hereditary moment.
It was scary.
Don't talk to me like that, you little shit. I am your mother.
And Taylor, Randy goes, all I can think of is the cat meme.
Killed me.
Truly.
Also, what's with Taylor's makeup?
What's okay? I don't love a brown lip.
She kind of looks a little Betty Davis.
A poo lip.
She looks a little Baby Jane.
The brown lip is not something that's gonna flatter. I would venture to say anyone.
Also, are we?
I'm thinking of like every skin tone with a brown lip like that, and I cannot think of anyone that it would flatter.
Does Taylor think they're filming in like black and white?
I don't know.
It freaks me out.
I've never even seen a poo-colored lipstick.
Her makeup is it's capital S for severe.
Everything would be fine if there weren't a brew lip.
And then Tamara just goes, okay, we need to leave.
We gotta go.
And that's how it ends.
Tamara is checked out of this dinner. She's texting the whole time.
She's texting Eddie.
I love that they can have their phones on Ultimate Girls Trip. You see them on their phones a lot.
I just love Brandy, though. She goes like this. Her body-hugging dress. Just like...
Just puts on her lap.
Anyway, who else was shunked by everything? Are you shunked or are you succumbing to COVID? Is Vicky just too shunked for her own good, or is she truly succumbing to long COVID? Readers, weigh in.
I think she actually may be
both.
Super. I was reading everything as like faux shock and faux confusion, and like,
oh, she always does that.
But like,
oh,
but I think she might actually just be having like long-term brain damage from COVID.
I completely agree with you.
Like, we think it's just Vicky being Vicky, but it's actually like deeply, it's like she's lost 12 IQ points.
She's still Alicing. She's
prayers up
for Gumbleton.
I hope she makes a full recovery. I'm obsessed that they're like, well, you're on death's door, come on and film.
Hell yeah.
Oh my.
Anyway, stay shunked, and I hope people are okay with me saying shunk so much.
Well, you know what? This podcast goes through phases of terms, and they come in and they come out.
Stay shunked and stay true.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.